Welcome to The Scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I'm joined by Tiffany Anton, Vice President at the Biz Foundry. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Andrea.
So I know y'all have a huge event coming up, Made Here Market.
Made Here Market, April 29th on Cedar Avenue, starting at 9 a.m. and going until 3 p.m. We have Cedar Avenue shut down between 2nd Street and Broad Street. And we have over 70 vendors that will be there all day long. And then we'll have music and food trucks and all. This is the 4th annual Made Here Market.
So what makes Made Here Market different from some of the other markets that happen in town?
There are a lot. I feel like every single weekend at the fairgrounds, there's some sort of something. And the biggest thing that sets Made Here Market apart is that everything has to be locally made. And that includes the 13 counties of the Upper Cumberland. And that was when we set out to start Made Here Market in 20, we were kind of tossing around the idea in 2018. It was because the Biz Foundry is an entrepreneur center. And so we support people who are making a business. And so we felt like maybe local makers didn't have the place to kind of focus on themselves and showcase their goods, where they clearly, if you hand make children's clothes, which we did, we had somebody that did that the first year. She can't compete with people who are making mass producing clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So if she's at a market event and she's at a booth next to, you know, some brand of clothing, people are going to buy from there because they don't see necessarily all the time the work that goes into local makers. And so we wanted to really focus on the fact that these were people who were running a business, you know, maybe in their basement or in a workshop or somewhere here in the Upper Cumberland. They're not ordering mass amounts of items from overseas, and it's all here locally. And the other thing with that sometimes is I think as makers and you yourself understand this is that you sometimes it takes you a bit to understand that you are running a business, you know, as I personally know, my friend Andrea was taking pictures and was like, well, I mean, can I say how
yes,
that started?
Yes, you can.
You know, you had a hard time because you were starting with just taking pictures on your phone. And you're like, well, I'm not a real photographer because it's just my phone. And it's like, but people liked what you were doing and they were appreciative of your work. And so I think Made Here Market, and maybe it wasn't the only thing, but there were things along the way being in the entrepreneurial community that allowed you and others as well to kind of go, oh, I am running a business and it's okay to price my work at a certain place, or, you know, it's okay. I am not the same as the people who are ordering merchandise from China. And so we just really felt like that had been really important when we set out to do this.
I know I probably was a little luckier than a lot of makers because I do work in the entrepreneurial space. But I think one of the big things that you've really created with Made Here Market is a community of makers, because there are people that I've met through doing this event every year that I don't think I ever would have met.
Yeah.
Before.
Well, and, you know, the Biz Foundry itself was not really connected into the maker community as much because, again, people don't think, well, I'm making something and I'm selling it. They don't look at it as I'm running a business. And so I think that that's really helped us to connect more. We always try and do different things where we can connect more with a group, a population that we're not necessarily serving at that time. When we started Powered by Her 4 years ago, we weren't seeing many women come through our door. And so it was like, how do we connect more with the female community of entrepreneurs? We started Powered by Her, and now we have way more female entrepreneurs come through our door.
And they're all awesome. So it's Powered by Her. And it's the same thing with makers, like as news of the spread, because I mean, how many vendors were at that first event? It was around 40 or so.
I mean, yeah, maybe 40 to 50-ish.
40 to 50, and now it's over 80?
Over 70,
over
right,
70.
Right now. We're still kind of trickling in applications, and as long as it's not too saturated, we really try and make sure jewelry is something that we usually have a lot of vendors doing, and food, and so those we're not necessarily taking more vendors to, but if you have, one of my favorites is Flippin' Fish, which is just so unique. It's he's a young kid. He's probably like 25, which he probably would kill me if I said he was a young
kid.
No,
he's a good kid.
Okay. He he makes fishing lures, and it's just so unique. And most of, I feel like a lot of our products are more kind of based on female shoppers. And so it's really nice to have something different like that.
Absolutely. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Tiffany Anton.
That rare 45 from the 1960s.
The one you wore out on your record player.
Search for the rare at Harper's.
That classic story of intrigue and mystery.
The book you can't put down.
Get a scare.
Or romance in the air.
At Harper's.
The hub for anything and everything creative.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
If it's rare.
If it's groovy.
If it's one of a kind.
You just might find it at Harper's.
Just down from the depot in Cookeville's historic West Side.
The kind of place that's much less store and much more about the search.
Stroll, look, set a spell.
Hang out, soak in the unique and the rare.
But be warned.
You just may be late getting back to work.
It's new every time you walk through the doors.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles. 41 West Broad Street, Cookeville.
A one-of-a-kind book, collectible records, and unique treasures.
The community's hub for all things creative.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Cookeville's historic West Side.
Welcome back to the scene. I'm here talking to Tiffany Anton today, Vice President of the Biz Foundry, where Made Here Market will be happening really soon. Tell me about some of the makers and artists that'll be there this year.
So, as I said, we have over 70 artists, makers that will be at the event this year, including a couple food trucks. And so, and it's, we try and make sure we have a variety of different items. And so, Amy Rogers jewelry is always kind of a favorite of mine. My kids love that. Andrea Kruska photography, always a fun one.
Oh, who? I don't know who that is.
The mountaintop candle, candles.
Them.
And I've been, I haven't followed up, but we had talked about having a Made Here Market scent. And so that might be, or a Powered by Her scent. So, I'm excited to see what they have coming up. We have, let's see what else we, I mean, the Barnes Wood Shop, that's always, he's been there, I think, since the very beginning. He makes, like large wooden lawn games, cowboy leather. He's been there every year. He has great belt buckles and leather goods.
And they'll resole Birkenstocks for you, which I am about to get done by them. So
interesting. Yeah. And he's just a, you know, a little country guy, and he's down in Sparta. And so I think that's been part of the thing is meeting these vendors and kind of developing a relationship with people that they, I mean, I think a lot of these makers aren't necessarily, there are some people who, this is what they do. They go on the circuits and they, every single weekend in the spring and summer and fall, they're out and they're selling their wares. I think for whatever reason, Made Here Market has attracted people who aren't necessarily always doing that. And so it's been really exciting to connect with those people and then make them understand kind of maybe some of the business aspects of things that they weren't necessarily doing, and helping those makers market themselves as well has been really fun.
I can definitely see that, because there are some people who you see at everything. Susan Stone Design with her ceramics is one, and love her stuff, but she's been doing this a while. She's very established. And then I know Molly Made Design is a new one this year, and she does graphic design. And, you know, she's just now getting into the scene and learning things. So I think having the Biz Foundry and Made Here Market is a really good outlet for her.
And I think with some of those newer makers, it's good to kind of be like, oh yeah, this person started where I was, and I could make, you know, some decent money doing what I love. And so I think that that's been part of the excitement, is just the camaraderie of everything. You know, you're on, you're 70 makers in a booth space, and there's people next to you, and it's just a really good atmosphere. We were really shocked the first year. We had about 4,000 people come through. The first year we didn't close down Cedar Avenue. We had it on in front of Red Silo on First Street and in our parking lot. And we had about 4,000 people come through that weekend, and the weather was beautiful, and it was just a really amazing event. And the past couple years, so COVID, you know, we did a makeshift thing during COVID. We did it in July in June in 2021, and it was terrible. It was so hot. It was just,
I got so sunburned.
Terrible.
Through a tent.
Yeah. And then last year we decided to move it to May, because we were partnering with other events, and it rained and it was cold. And so I have the utmost faith that the last weekend of April is it. We are going to do Made Here Market. You've heard it here first, forever and ever, that day, the last Saturday in April, and it will be amazing weather. So
it's going to be perfect. I'm very excited. And if it's not, then we'll make it work.
Yes.
Like we always do.
Yes, we will.
You know, that's the thing about entrepreneurs is...
And
we're innovative.
It is a rain or shine event, so we'll be there no matter what happens.
Oh, God. Watch us get like 3 feet of snow that
we're
day.
Not getting any snow. It's going to be amazing. We do have musical acts as well coming through. So we have Peachtree that starts the day off, and then we have Caleb and Leanne. I'm very excited about Caleb and Leanne. Then we have My Heart, Your Heart, and we have the Cookville Connection, I think is what it's they've settled on a name. It's a dad and his daughters, and they've been there before. They were the Kester family, I think, before, but they've come up with a name. And so I'm just really excited to it's just an overall great day. And let me shout out to Lily's Lemonade. We'll be there as well. You can get some fresh lemonade from the cutest girls around, my daughters.
Gotta support the young entrepreneurs.
Yes.
We'll be right back on the scene with more with Tiffany Anton. You're back on the scene, and I'm here today talking to Tiffany Anton about Made Here Market coming soon to Cedar Avenue. So you mentioned before that a lot of these makers, they're not really used to thinking of their art as a business.
I think that when you're just making something, it's hard to remember, okay, I'm going to sell this, and I'm going to make money on this. And so that's what a business is. Sometimes it maybe feels like it's too fun you and I have both worked with a jewelry person who she's an older lady, and she loves what she does, and she makes some really beautiful copper pieces. But, you know, the world of social media and the world of a website, and mm-hmm. that has been really overwhelming for her. And so both you and your resources and I and my resources have been able to help her do some photography pictures and set up a website and have her kind of understand the business aspect more. I mean, I think that I say that all the time when I interview people is, how do you know how to do all the business stuff when, you know your trade, you know photography, but that doesn't mean you know how to price it or how your website. I mean, you sat down with some people at the Biz Foundry and learned more when you were wanting to order, have stuff set up to order online. You know, those resources... You know, and you're younger, and so it's easier for you to kind of figure stuff out. We grew up in, we're those zennials or whatever they call us.
Whatever we are.
We're those late or, older millennials. And so we understand the internet. We understand cell phones and stuff like that. But we are a little bit older. There are times where I feel like I'm a grandma about things. But
I never feel like that. Please never say that ever again. Okay. I'm too young to be a grandma.
Right. I mean, I'm too young
to be a mother.
Like, I'm too young to be a grandma as well. But sometimes it's nice to have some extra help. And so I think just having that boost of like, okay, this is a business. And sometimes makers definitely can feel bad about valuing their time and mm-hmm. paying themselves for, okay, this took me 6 hours or 12 hours or 32 hours to make this blanket. And so do I want to get paid 50 cents an hour? Like, there's things with that of just kind of considering. So,
and I also think a lot of makers get frustrated with the business side because they want to be creative. This is their outlet. So knowing that there's resources like the Biz Foundry is just so helpful because.
I think that it's something, it's almost like they have an allergy to, the business side of things. And it's like, okay, listen, if you start, selling your wares and you're making a lot of money, you're going to get in trouble if you don't pay your taxes on that. So just kind of making sure that people are kind of doing things the right way and they're not going to get themselves in a sticky situation or whatnot.
Like when I went through Startup Your Startup and I was very convinced I was going to end up in minimum security federal prison I was doing something wrong on my taxes. Like, it's so helpful having this.
I always feel like if I do my taxes wrong, which I don't even do my taxes, shout out to Lindsay Loftus, but I always feel like I'm going to get like decapitated or something. Like the IRS has not come to your house and decapitate you, but for some reason it just scares me so much.
Also, they're probably not going to throw me in prison when I'm making like a couple $1,000s
right.
a year off of this.
Yes. Yeah.
But yet that's where my head always goes
right.
because as a creative artist, worst case scenario.
Right. And it just gets, you know, it's not fun to think about those things. And so it is good to connect with those makers. And we've done workshops, marketing workshops, SEO workshops, accounting workshops, and we've done a lot of that stuff because, you know, I think one thing is, okay, so you're buying supplies for your business. You need a Cricut, whatever, you know, to make whatever you're making. Well, that's a business expense. And if you're not thinking about it in the business mindset, you could be leaving a lot of money on the table that you could be not paying taxes on or whatnot because you just start thinking, oh, I like making this and it's a side hustle.
Exactly. So you've mentioned jewelry, candles, photography,
food, home decor, beauty supplies, soaps, and
soaps in general, art and design, ceramics,
and pet stuff.
Once again, this is April 29th.
April 29th starts at 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Cedar Avenue in Cookeville, Tennessee. We're going to be between 2nd Street and Broad Street. So that's kind of where the train tracks are and Crawdaddy's, and then up to where the Biz Foundry is.
And for more information, thebizfoundry.org.
thebizfoundry.org/MHM.
Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.